Yeah.
I say yo.
Yeah.
Run the intro music.
That's it. I can't pig squeal. None of that.
I think it takes like a year of practice.
Brr, I say yo. Brr. Smr.
My brother was in a metal band in high school called The Falling of Red October, and he was the singer. And it took him a couple months, but he finally got like the screaming down and the squeal. And I mean, they weren't that bad.
I've
honestly
been watching YouTube videos on it. What the? Nah, not me.
No,
nope, not for
me. It'll destroy your vocal cords.
Yeah, I know.
Destroy.
Like, I don't know how these dudes do that shit day in, like night in.
Well,
every day.
It's like Bring Me the Horizon. The lead singer.
Oh, Ollie.
When he was like.
And he just busted it, and then he's like, "I'm not screaming no more.
Yeah, I can't do that no more. Sorry."
And then everybody hated him, and now everybody loves him.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm back to normal. Like, I'm a rock star again. They debuted him on Genius. For Amo, the new album. Sorry. I didn't know he was Australian or British or from the UK.
Didn't.
I thought he was American.
Oh, no. Yeah, the whole band.
Hmm.
Except for the keyboardist or whatever. Well, the old... I don't know if he's still there, but he was from Australia. He was from a different band called I Killed the Prom Queen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know I Killed the Prom Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
I'm going to be Gurr today.
Okay.
So I'm going to be annoying.
That's fine. Get excited.
Pizza. No,
that's the least amount of Gurr sounding I've ever heard.
Pizza.
All of his like sayings just blanked. So I don't know what he says.
Me neither. How's it going, guys? Welcome to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I am, of course, joined with Lorenzo.
What's good?
Wow.
Lewis.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, you
and then I'm Danko. What happened? Is it because I didn't say you first?
You got jealous.
I try and mix it up every now and then. You
I don't
know?
Like it.
Oh, okay. You're so dumb. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone had a good Christmas, a good holiday. And yeah, man.
I hope you didn't fall in the snow.
Like all three of us.
Hey, can't fact check that.
I'll post it on Instagram.
All three of us.
Like, gnarly gash. Yeah, it snowed where it usually doesn't, which is cool, but at the same time, I'm kind of sick of it now. It's pretty, but since I've slipped, I don't want to drive in it, and now I don't want to walk on it.
Yeah,
so
it's only terrible because it rained afterwards.
Oh, 100%.
No, it like, rained at the same time.
See, that's
when I was working, it was doing it simultaneously.
See, that's what made it terrible because then all the ice froze over on the snow.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the sprinkler is turning on at 6 a.m. as well.
Oh, yeah, yes. So do I.
So I should probably fix that because
yeah,
it's supposed to snow on Monday.
Yeah,
it's supposed
it
to snow on Monday.
Which, I mean, this is going to come out next week?
Yeah.
Something like today. For you guys, it's today. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone is doing well.
April
This will come out before... No, it,
no
won't.
It won't.
It'll come out... So, Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
New Year.
Happy, yeah. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Lorenzo.
So
I know stuff.
The year, we it's 2020.
Do you hate other races? I'm sorry. I didn't call you a racist. I'm just asking.
It's a brand new 20. It's a brand new decade, 2020.
Same
edit.
Us.
Edit that out.
It's exciting. I will. Don't
same
worry.
Us.
I'll just bleep it. It'll be a long bleep.
And we're back.
So yeah, with the new year, I mean, there's so much to look forward to when it comes to just, I mean, honestly, everything in the world, but music in general, because a new decade means new trends. It means new styles that might come out, new artists even, and it will bring back artists who've been in the game for a long time, you know.
I heard Rescue's dropping in like 2020.
I was like, who's Rescue?
Is that ever gonna come out?
His name's Rescue.
Get out of here.
Lorenzo is Rescue. So
yeah.
He's dropping his mixtape.
I'm gonna make a
Fall of 2020
a diss track with Nick Cannon.
Oh, nice. What is it? Invitation canceled redo?
Oh, that was horrible.
We could talk about that on this episode because I was, you know, now that I just realized that this is
this
the
is,
year.
That's, yeah, that's what,
like,
that's what I was saying.
It's a decade. Yeah.
Let's reminisce.
It's not just a gaming term.
It's like a normal word.
Everybody uses it for anything.
Oh yeah, you're right. But geez, man, 2010 to 2020, that's a lot to pack in, because
I graduated in 2010.
Did you?
From high school.
Nice.
So I'm about to have a 10-year reunion, bro.
Oh my lord. Are you going?
Happening? What was I listening to? When I was 20, I think I was listening to EDM.
Oh, you're disgusting. You're filthy.
Whoa.
You're sick.
It was fine.
You're sick.
Shuffling was fine. Stop.
You're sick.
Get out of here.
The only way I can put into perspective when 2010 was is if I look at, okay, I was a freshman in 2010.
Go ahead. Just tell me I'm old.
Yeah, you old. Both y'all.
How old are you? What? I like that you both immediately looked at me. I was trying to stay out of this conversation.
So like, what is a freshman? So I had just refined my emo phase, is how I can explain it. Because in middle school, I was all in the emo. I was doing everything emo. That's what, you know, like listening to every band that was considered quote unquote emo. Yeah. And then when I went into high school, that was like, this was like the age of indie music too.
Yeah.
So like 2010 was when indie music just got like crazy, of Monsters and Men.
Oh.
Of Monsters and Men. MGMT was coming back. Passion Pit.
Oh my God. Passion Pit.
Yeah.
There's two songs that I can't remember.
2010.
Jeez. Portugal, the Man, dude. Hey. Like, yeah.
Fire.
Right?
They're sick.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Have you listened to their new album? Which came out in this decade?
Oh, wow, you're just going to like put me on blast? Like, I haven't.
Have you? It's good. I forgot what it's called, but it's really good. It has Feel It Still.
Feel It.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Yes.
But for me, that was like, so yeah, I was refining my emo phase, and I'm kind of sad that we don't get to talk about emo music since it happened the previous years.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So coming out of the emo phase, I started getting into indie music. I think that's when I started getting into classical stuff, classic rock and classic hip hop and stuff like that. But there was a lot of really good songs to come out of the 2010 all the way out through 2020. I mean, we're talking about 10 years of music.
I remember 2010. I was just getting out of EDM. And Drake was on the rise.
Yeah.
Because I remember Successful a lot.
Uh-huh.
When I was like 20, 21.
I know that So Far Gone came out in 2009.
Yeah.
2009 or 2008. And then Take Care. Was it Take Care that came out first?
Take Care came after. It was 2011, I think.
That was like a good album for Drake.
Oh, word? Just Drake talk? Okay.
Dang. Oh, I mean, gosh. You know, for a little bit.
Yeah. Wait.
Am I being
Take
a
Care
hater?
Was 2011.
Am I being a hater? Does that sound like a hater?
I don't know. Do you hate Drake?
He likes comeback season.
Hey. That was Aubrey.
That was Aubrey. That was Aubrey.
That was Aubrey Drake Ram.
So we got.
I don't know who this Drake guy is now.
We got Nicki Minaj coming up in the scene. Hey. I'll be honest with you. What is it? Pink Friday? That was a good album.
Both of us like.
You didn't like Pink Friday?
I mean, I didn't listen to
it. I thought Nicki Minaj was okay. She was cool.
She was obnoxious. She's always been obnoxious to me.
100%.
I mean, she can... I've never admitted this before, but she can actually rap.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Sucks.
Lately, though, I don't think she's had the same kind of flavor that she did.
Nah, she doesn't do that bipolar, like schizophrenic thing that she used to do.
Yeah.
Roman. Yeah. Oh my God, Roman.
Cardi B stepped up.
Roman's Revenge was a good song. That was the one with Eminem on it and Slim Shady, I guess you could say, because it was all four of them. Or just the two of them with Roman and Nicki, and then Slim Shady and Eminem. Yeah, Roman's Revenge. And that was the rah, like a dungeon dragon.
That she stole from Busta Rhymes, but okay.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj also came out with...
He let her borrow it.
After that, Super Bass, I remember that from Nicki Minaj. She started getting into the more of the mainstream.
When did Katy Perry and like Taylor Swift start popping?
Katy Perry's popped in middle school for me. So probably 2007, 2008.
Bro, stop saying that.
No,
bro.
Well, because relax. Because around there. That time, the Gym Class Heroes.
They were sick. Travis was my guy.
Travis McCoy
was my guy.
Travis McCoy and Katy Perry kind of were like collabing a lot.
They were dating.
Oh, damn. Gym
they were dating, yeah. Because Cupid's Chokehold. Oh my God, Cupid's Chokehold. She was in it, right?
Who?
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
at the end, I think.
Wow, what a simp. I didn't even...
What a
wow,
simp.
Wow, he's a simp. Got his girlfriend in the video.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We also had, like... when it comes to YouTube trends, Open Gangnam Style.
Oh, my goodness.
Harlem Shake.
Wait, when did that come out?
2012.
Really?
2012 was Gangnam Style.
Man, I thought it was later.
No. And that was the rise of K-pop. Honestly, I think that was like the gateway for a lot of people when it came to K-pop. Was Psy and his Gangnam Style. He also did
That's it.
No, Gentlemen.
I don't never know. Heard
that it. Was a good song.
Never heard it.
He collabed with Snoop Dogg on a song
definitely
a couple years
never
later.
Heard it.
But I think because of that, a lot of people were like, this is okay.
I feel like K-pop was always popping.
100%.
Just like low key.
People were just closet K-pop fans?
Yeah, I was.
I definitely was not.
I was.
You weren't?
No, we know that I was. We know.
Yeah. And then when Psy comes out, everybody's like, yeah, I love K-pop. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah. I've been here the whole time. Which, shout out to K-pop Girls' Generation. What you doing? Big Bang?
I used to listen to a lot of like Asian metal bands. Like
Asian Kung Fu Generation?
Yes.
I knew it.
That's Garugamesh. They're like the Asian version of Linkin Park.
Oh, nice.
They're pretty sick.
Were they coming out in the 2010s?
Hey.
Are you going to look? You gonna fact check it?
That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
Gangnam Style wasn't the only thing from YouTube to come out. We also had the Harlem Shake, like I said before. We had the whole dance challenges start.
The Harlem Shake thing.
The Harlem Shake. I actually did a Harlem Shake with our roommate Jeremy.
Oh, really?
When we were in robotics together in high school.
Oh,
we did a Harlem Shake video with everybody, and that was fun.
No, they didn't.
It and didn't?
No, Garugamesh.
Oh, okay.
Like, they formed in 2004.
Oh, okay.
But still.
They
dropped an album.
It shows your pedigree when it comes to...
In 2011.
Korean music.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? We had Bruno Mars.
Oh, yes. The rise of Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Filipinos.
100%. You jump a grenade. Wait, jump on
Filipino?
A grenade and stuff.
Huh?
He's Filipino?
He's Filipino.
And Cuban, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I remember I had to argue with this girl who was like, I'm a huge Bruno Mars fan and he's not Filipino. I was like, yes, he is. She was like, he was born in Hawaii. I was like, I was born in Hawaii. Like, I'm still Filipino.
That's regular.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the formation of boy bands be a big thing in the decade. One Direction forming happened in 2010.
5 Seconds of Summer.
Wait, 5 really? Seconds of Summer.
2010? That's when they got together?
Yeah. Well, they were on X Factor in 2010, and that's what kept them together.
10 years?
10 years, dude.
What?
And now they're all broken up, right? They're all doing their own thing. But we had the boy band sensation. You know, everybody was all about it.
I'm doing jazz hands.
Yeah, I'm doing jazz hands for all the fangirls out there.
What else? Who else did we have come up?
When did Kesha come out?
No, Kesha.
That was 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Not
the decade.
But that brings up a good point, like a good thing about like kind of like the evolution of artists that like completely changed. Like Kesha is a perfect example of someone who, you know, and it had to do mostly with the studios and how the music industry works.
Yes.
But like, Kesha being like this party girl in like the 2007s and 2008s. And then in this decade, like she's completely changed her whole style to where she's just singing her heart out. Same with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Like she took off the makeup. She stopped doing the weird clothing.
She changed the game though.
Yeah.
Like, when she came out, she was a complete game changer.
Yeah.
She was.
And She had a lot of questionable music, in my opinion, in 2007, 2008. But when 2010 rolled around, the music that she was putting out was consistent and it was getting better.
Yeah.
In my opinion. We had Miley Cyrus's entire, I don't know what to call that. I don't know what to call that.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, what would you call that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It was her
she was like
phase.
She was confused.
Yeah. And now she's back though. She's like back to normal.
In Montana 2.0.
I mean, Montana. I feel like there's no normal for Miley Cyrus.
No. That's not anymore.
I think we had a brief period of the rise and fall of Eminem.
Oh my gosh.
He's like
the whole decade was just fall for me. For Eminem. It was just fall.
I do agree at some points. Like, I don't know what it was. Mathers LP 2 came out, right? And then it was just like, okay. It was okay.
I mean, wait, you liked it?
I enjoyed half of it. Like, I loved the first, before he started getting into the classic rock mixtures.
I
loved it.
I liked maybe like 6 songs on it.
That sounds like about half of it.
One of the songs... Wait, how long is that? It's like a 15... it's like a 18-song album not, or something.
A third of it.
Not being the bonus tracks. The bonus tracks is like 22.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah. And I loved Love Game with Kendrick Lamar. I thought that was an amazing song. I remember Bad Guy.
He got smoked. Kendrick smoked him on that
song. Oh, 100%. Which, I think that's happened twice in this decade. Were
his, you know, stands, his stands.
Yeah. Oh, no, nobody can out-rap Eminem. Nobody.
And he gets out-rapped.
The Rise of Kendrick.
Rise of Kendrick
also this decade.
100%.
I feel like the whole TDE just popped
this decade. Yeah. Especially after that BET cypher.
Yeah. Joke's on you. High five. Yeah. I'm bulletproof.
Section.
Gosh, I hate Dom.
Section 80 came out in 2011, I think.
I was not.
And
a
then
fan.
2000, like, I think 2013 is when Good Kid, Mad City came out.
Good Kid, Mad City.
Probably the album of the decade.
I think it came out before I graduated, so 2013.
Yeah.
Before 2013.
Oh, okay.
But then.
It's still in the decade. Yeah.
Kendrick has had an amazing decade.
Yeah, he did.
His albums seem to just be an improvement on improvement on improvement.
Good Kid, Mad City, and To Pimp a Butterfly.
Damn.
Are like albums of the decade.
I think so.
Damn still runs.
Yeah.
Damn is fire, but I don't, like compared to
Pimp a Butterfly. No, definitely, and, yeah.
We also saw the formation. When it comes to hip-hop, we saw the formation of rappers out-rapping rappers in their own, not even on their own songs. Like the one that comes to mind the most is the Carter Four. Tech N9ne did a song with Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
And completely embarrassed him on it because Tech N9ne was just amazing on it and Lil Wayne was weak.
Tech N9ne's a cheater.
Is he really?
He's a cheater.
I think
how do you rap like that, bro? Like,
Bumblebee
the fact
Tuna.
That he can create different cadences and different patterns every single song is stupid. Like, that's not fair.
And
you rap fast.
Tech N9ne is an amazing rapper, in my opinion, but his albums of the decade are not... I think the only one that came out that was good was the one... what is that album called? Not Welcome to Strangeland.
I can't listen to an entire Tech N9ne album. I've tried.
It's weird.
I can't either. I tried too.
He's the only Kansas City rapper... That's not true. He's probably one of the only Kansas City rappers I listen to. But something else came out in 2013. It had like Serge Tankian from System of Down. It had Kendrick Lamar. It had like Chris Kaliko, which is like his house rapper for Strange Music.
Yeah.
It was a really good album. It had The Game, Angel Davenport, which I didn't see her a lot this decade, but Tech N9ne also just had a huge drop in the albums after that where it wasn't as good of a quality.
I feel like his albums did that, but him as an independent like artist skyrocketed.
Everything that Tech N9ne featured in
like
was amazing.
He's the GOAT. Like if you want to model yourself after an independent artist and learn how to be independent, I feel like Tech N9ne, like Mac Miller, like there's certain people that you should try to model after if you want to just do it independently. Chance.
Chance also. The deck like came through.
Acid Rap.
He had a.
When did that come out?
Acid Rap. Let's look.
Because we were in college when it came out.
Acid Rap came out in when. When
it
we
was
were
this
college.
Decade, but...
But I don't know when like 10 Day came out.
2013,
Acid Rap.
Wow, why do I know? I'm not even a fan.
10 Day came out in 2012. Oh, and then Coloring Book was great. And then we all know what happened to The Big Book.
Oh, God.
I loved it.
No, you didn't.
It's the only Chance album I like.
You're a liar.
The rise
I've
of...
I've never even heard
it. I didn't think so.
When it comes to that spectrum of rap, like, even Chance the Rapper, he was rising with Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It didn't even take Childish Gambino that long to get that big, but I would say Camp was not a massive success as much as I want it to be.
Yeah.
As much as I mean, we love that album.
You can call it, like, a cult classic.
Yeah, it definitely
like
is.
True fans are like, yeah. Oh, this is... Like Camp is... his best work.
So. I think Cul-de-sac will always be, like a real cult classic, but yeah. But I definitely agree. Like Camp, he didn't have enough exposure.
No,
he had a great year. Also, it's crazy how many like indie artists came out, like Dominic Fike, Rex Orange County. Those guys are tight. That
was Travis Thompson also.
Yeah, Travis Thompson. Yeah, was in this decade too.
When did he like start popping though? Like when you,
man,
took
he has
notice.
This, my friend Jeremy just showed me the song called "Need You."
He's kind of pretty new, right? He's been in the spotlight for the last 5 years.
Yeah, he's fairly new.
Yeah, but we see that a lot because it's the rise of you. Remember, this is the like 2010
man,
is the rise of
just
YouTube.
They're just popping up.
Yeah,
like popping off overnight.
Like what
Even
am I?
It's not really overnight, but. They call it overnight because it happens so much quicker than it used to.
Yes, 100%. And like I've talked about her before, but Dodie, a YouTube singer, she has a beautiful voice. She plays on the guitar and stuff. She blew up over 3 years when she started on YouTube. Now she has a label. She's self-sufficient. She doesn't need to do like any of the Patreon anymore. She was like, I don't need your guys' money anymore. I got this.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like that happened a lot this year.
Gang rap came back.
Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, like mostly YG, but
yeah. YG's recent album was shocking to me. I was like, wow, I don't think I should be listening to this, but yeah. it was good. Yeah, that it came back.
We went to Camp Flognon. They had like a store there, and it literally just said Bompton on it, and
oh
I was like,
God.
You know how wild this is, like,
I mean. It's been a weird time.
It's been
for like gang culture and music. It's been weird. Like everybody's just a gang member now.
Yeah, Vince Staples. I mean, I'm not saying like he's just like randomly showed up, but like Vince Staples, like rapping about like on FM, like just constantly throwing out Crips and stuff. was kind of wild.
It's been
Earl fell off.
So I'll go through the most streamed songs of the decade.
Okay.
This is obviously from Spotify.
Lil Uzi up there. He has to be.
100%.
Yeah.
This is definitely, I finally got my word for it. I know people call them mumble rappers. This is the rise of perp rap.
Perp rap.
That's what I call it because they all like drink perp.
Yeah.
And Percocet. Perk-a-rap.
What's perp? Never mind. Okay, they're looking at me. Just kidding.
So I'm going to, One Dance by Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
What is that? What song is that?
I'm gonna one dance.
I'm gonna do one dance.
Let me do where I go.
He doesn't know.
Oh, okay. No, I heard where I go, and I was like, oh, I got it.
We have
everything else was just gibberish.
We have the producer turned famous Major Lazer.
Oh yeah, Major Lazer. I liked Major Lazer. A long time ago.
Yeah, it's we had a lot of DJs this year. We had a lot of change in EDM in general.
Oh yeah,
like the Chainsmokers became, like, as much as people in the EDM community hate the Chainsmokers and they hate Calvin Harris for selling out, quote unquote.
Yeah,
it was monumental in the sense that more people were listening
to
the
Chainsmokers
are
EDM.
100%. They're DJs.
Oh my goodness,
I didn't know that.
I like them. Don't tell me that.
No, okay. I bring back what I said. We had the rise of Post Malone.
Take back.
Oh, yeah.
He just blew up. And, of course, my favorite song, Sunflower. That was one of the most streamed songs of the decade. And that came out like 2 years ago. It's a good song. Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Oh, my goodness.
That was this decade?
That was this decade.
Nah.
That's crazy.
That song is obnoxious to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was on the radio.
It was everywhere.
So much. Yeah.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah, Ariana Grande. No, not yet. Adele, I only remember that song "Hello."
Oh yeah, because
there the were memes. Those all those Lionel Richie crossovers.
Hey, the rise of memes.
If there, if there's anything you can take from this decade, it's the memes that came out.
And with all the songs that came along, Frank Ocean's Chanel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What you say?
Oh god, we had Macklemore come out in the decade.
What
he
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with The Heist. That was the one of the albums that came out really early in the decade.
Oh, but, that makes sense.
You know, that had Thrift Shop on it, so.
I did a dance. I didn't have to, but I did a dance for my students to that song. They begged me.
Yeah. Is Macklemore doing anything?
Hope not.
Anymore?
I hope not.
I know he goes on tour. I was watching a Travis Thompson interview, and Travis Thompson's
close. He used to be like, because he's from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He used to tour with like Greaves and like a whole bunch of Seattle artists, and they were all sick.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened.
This last album that they did was this in 2016, so it's been a couple years. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
It's been a few.
We also had Ariana Grande's huge superstar just decade.
I'm a fan. I listen to her almost daily. I'm not even going front.
Really?
I love her.
Yeah?
Her voice is stupid.
Her voice is amazing.
It's fake. Like
it's fake.
How do you never mess
she's
up?
She's got that soul, dog.
Like you can be sick and she just doesn't mess up. Like that's dumb.
She's got that soul. You know?
It's Photoshop, bro.
That soul.
The soul.
It's Photoshop.
I fairly enjoyed Thank You Next. As much as I hated like
okay.
Break Up Your Boyfriend on Board or whatever it was called or something like that. Break up with your girlfriend or something. They had some good songs on it.
That song bothered me.
I'm
like, how are you gonna tell me? What
I
to do?
Only because you're a boy. I only like the song "Thank You Next."
Mm. That's a good song.
The sounds there's this reverse like it's like a won't in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that sound when Garnet from Steven Universe puts her gauntlets on
yeah.
in the music video. So
yeah.
I like that sound a lot.
Honestly, she started in 2013.
Yeah.
So she's fairly new. And she's, you know, she's blown up. People love her. The rise of stands everywhere.
Except Thank You Next. I love everything she put out except Thank You Next.
That's fair. But
Seven Rings song? Like, come on. Come on.
I can't.
We have Avicii. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He put on some pretty good stuff. Wake Me Up with his album True. I don't know how to really explain it. Even though DJs and producers came out during this year and they came on the rise, I feel like they didn't get enough like playtime.
Yeah.
In a sense, because it was such a new concept. But yeah, and his new album was a tribute to him. And it was really cool. It had a lot of artists on it. I definitely recommend it. It was pretty good.
Marshmallow too, to name another DJ that came or well
Marshmallow.
Yeah, Marshmallow's huge.
Wait, he popped this decade?
100%.
Yeah. Not with our age group, but definitely with like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Fortnite kids. He put on like a little concert in the game that you could go to, which I think was super cool.
I did not know that.
We had Love the Way You Lie with Eminem and Rihanna. That was one of the most streamed songs of the decade. We had Bad Guy from Billie Eilish, which is the rise of Billie Eilish
in two seconds.
Out like last year?
She came out like yesterday, dog. And she's just
getting everything.
Yeah.
She's done everything first.
Everything.
According to her fans.
Her stands.
She's done
her
everything stands. First.
Yeah.
So it was the rise of her 100%. We had Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
That was this decade?
Yeah. Holy.
That came out in like 2006. No way.
You were forgetting everything. It's okay. I'll remind you.
Don't play with me.
We had Fun, the band Fun.
Oh, dang.
They did We Are Young. That came out this decade. Ed Sheeran just blew up.
And then fell.
And fell hard. I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Did we find, gain, and then lose Justin Bieber this decade too, right?
I don't know. Nah, I heard he put out a really hardcore banger.
He's about to pop again.
Yeah, 100%.
Wait, in the next few days, the decade's over.
Yes.
We lost him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I feel like this decade has been the rise of the UK artist.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, Grime has been super popular now.
Grime
in the States.
She just got a song on Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, you're talking about RL Grime?
No, I'm talking about Grimes. Who? You mean RL Grimes, the DJ?
No, Grime is
a woman.
No, it's a like genre of rap that they have in the UK.
Oh, I thought you were talking
it's like
about
a
the
style that they do.
I thought you were talking about the artist Grimes.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's from the UK?
No, I just assumed. Oh. I thought you knew. So what is grime?
It's like our version of rapping fast.
It's like Oi Bruv
over there? No.
Sorry, that was offensive.
Like they just rap fast to like weird like dubstep offensive kind of beats.
Mm. Okay.
It's pretty tight.
Oh though. Yeah. Flux Pavilion.
Front. Oh.
Worked with a lot of those rappers to do that kind of music.
Yeah.
And Flex Pavilion had a good year when it came to him. He collaborated with Childish Gambino. He collaborated with a lot of MF Doom. He collaborated with a lot of rappers and put out some pretty good songs. And dubstep kind of, because dubstep was a middle school, well, a 2006-06 thing, you know. Dubstep was really hardcore back then.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like, I feel like dubstep kind of finally tuned itself in this decade to be more tolerable for people. Cause then you start adding like songs to
I
it.
I used to hate dubstep.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to dance to.
You think? So? I would find it weird. I don't dance. That's the thing. But like,
I don't know. It's fun when there are very specific beats to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So like hitting it, just like hitting it, and knowing that you're gonna hit it, and then anybody watching you like knows what that sound's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And you emulate it, it's nice. It's probably one of the more fun beats to dance to.
Okay.
Yeah,
we had a cheerleader from Omi. Oh, I think I'm a kind of salvage cheerleader. You remember that song? No? All right.
I do.
You just look at us.
No, nah, like it had to register.
Imagine Dragons popped.
Oh yeah, they did.
With Radioactive.
Hey, when did 21 Pilots pop?
21 Savage?
21 Pilots.
Oh, 21 Pilots.
It was this decade.
It was definitely
for sure.
It was definitely this decade. I don't know. They'll probably have a most played song on here. Airplanes. Oh my god. With B.O.B. and Hayley
that
Williams?
Was not this decade.
Yeah, it was.
Bro, when?
Shout out to Tyler.
When? When? What year was that?
I'll look it up right now. The B.O.B. album.
No,
I'll look it up.
2010, right on the dot, dude.
Wow.
2010. Yeah, which B.O.B.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
He got like blackballed from the industry, so he's just putting out like underground albums and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because he came out with Strange Clouds.
He's dope, though. Like, he's weird dope.
I think he's cool, but that song.
I think Strange Clouds came out. That was the one with Morgan Freeman in it. Did you ever listen to that one?
No.
It had the song Ray-Bans on it. And, like, what else? Boat So Hard to Breathe, Bombs Away, Play for Keeps. You listen to that album? It was his 2012 album. And after that, he was mad at people for not liking it. And then so he kind of went back to what he does best.
That's a little entitled.
Like underground stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit entitled. You didn't like it? Oh my God, I'm leaving this.
Well, that's what Eminem did, right? That was like his thing, like the the kamikaze thing. That was the whole thing. He's like, no one liked Revival. So he's
Revival
like, well, forget all y'all. Huh? Revival was what?
No, we're not doing the jar, right?
No. Well, I mean, I'll... No, we're not doing the jar.
Revival was trash.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. You didn't like Revival. Okay. I thought it was fine.
I thought it was something. I was like,
I tried.
But I'm an Eminem fan. Like, and that's my problem is like, I don't see, I can't see him losing.
Oh.
So I'm just like, nah, I mean, nah.
It makes me mad because I know he still has it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's just not tapping into it.
And that's another
like,
thing.
Like, he can spaz on anybody at any given moment if mm-hmm. he really wanted to. I feel like he's just playing at this point.
100%. He's probably sick and tired because this is the decade where everyone just started shitting on Eminem. Like,
beep.
I'm going to battle him. Oh, fine. Go ahead, Machine Gun Kelly, Nick Cannon.
That.
Everybody that was with
Joe Budden.
Oh yeah, they were battle rappers and they were trash.
Yeah.
That. But Joe Budden?
I don't know, but Conceited don't use beats. That's why. They don't if have he's good, on a beat, he's not that good.
They're not on good terms because of what happened with.
Oh yeah.
Like Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Which is what died in the decade with Slaughterhouse.
Hurt, that hurt me.
Yeah.
That hurt me so bad. Slaughterhouse was on pace to be one of the greatest rap groups of all time.
Yeah. Which.
Didn't they have their own cypher too?
Yes.
Yeah, in the garage, right?
With
Reverse to 5'9".
Yeah. Hi, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yellow Wolf on it too.
This is also the decade where we've gotten back old rappers like Royce da 5'9", MF Doom. What? MF Doom came out of nowhere.
MF Doom always did that though.
The people, some of the people from Cypress Hill, like DJ Muggs. Just a bunch of people coming out of the woodworks like, oh, I'm back, hey. And then they just start throwing some stuff out at us. And, it came out pretty decent.
They never left.
I know they didn't leave, but I feel like during, like, the 2000s to the 2010s, it was kind of, like, quiet. Because it was really a time for experimenting with the industry taking control of everything in general.
Yeah.
Turning rap into something that was mainstream when it wasn't underground anymore. And now that it's more freeform. Like, we see these rappers coming back and showing these people, like, this is what we rapped about. Yeah. You know what I mean?
2010 was the rise of our boy.
Jordan Lucas.
Yo.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man, if we don't mention Jordan Lucas, I'll be so sad. I'll yell it before we end.
That dude is so talented. It's stupid.
You got to work with Chris Brown.
Some more stream songs. Sad from XXXTentacion. XXX.
Rest in peace.
Tentacion. Rest in peace.
When did that song come out? Last year, right?
We should definitely.
2 years ago.
We should definitely. Talk about the people, the artists, the great artists that passed. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely look something up.
So many. It's so crazy. Yeah, it's so sad. So many.
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
Was part of the limelight for a little bit. See you again.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Black and Yellow. I was like, there's no way, bro.
Yeah.
We got some more Bruno Mars. Mike Posner showed back up for a little bit.
And then he got bit by a snake.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. And then he like walked across the world.
Yeah, that's where he got bit by a snake. He was walking across the world.
This is the age of Despacito, which more Hispanic artists started bleeding into the American culture.
Oh, yeah, that reggaeton made a super comeback.
Yeah,
it's everywhere
Bad
now.
Bunny,
we also had
what doesn't make sense is that when you drive in LA, you can't get no English stations, but all the Hispanic stations are clear, as clear as daylight. Sometimes I'll just listen to it because I'm like, this is clear.
Hey, they have some bangers, though.
They do.
I don't know what they say, but it just sounds good.
Like I mentioned before, Katy Perry, she did a lot of albums like Dark Horse. Was really popular on Prism. Sia started showing up.
She is
not
dope.
Really.
She was dope.
She is dope. Yeah.
Can't see, not really. She showed up, but...
She showed up, but she wasn't at the party for long. Rihanna started bringing it back with, I think this is the year where Rihanna.
Fenty, you know her.
Oh yeah.
Rihanna became super popping.
Yeah, and she didn't.
And she didn't even put music.
She didn't put music out. That's what I was gonna say.
She still hasn't put an album out.
Yeah, she's not going to. I'm just kidding, but
she doesn't even have to.
That's fair.
Like, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
As much money as she's making off of Fenty and all that stuff, she does not have to make music.
She
ever
can do
again.
Whatever she wants.
So I'll read some of these songs that are the most decades. We're talking about the artists like Grenade, Bruno Mars, Despacito, Humble by Kendrick Lamar is obviously a most streamed song of the decade. It was really good. Old Town Road. We saw the merge of country. Well, it's been happening a while, but we saw it popularize as the country hip hop kind of mixture. Just weird.
I feel like it got oversaturated super quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockhampton this year.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Pharrell Williams.
Bro, he's been in like every decade ever.
Yeah. His most
like, since like 1800s.
Bro, like he can't die.
His most streamed song was Happy.
That's what I thought. Oh, I was going to say that.
But the thing about like Pharrell Williams is like we also saw the departure, for now at least, of Daft Punk.
Oh yeah.
Which was super popular in the 2010s, and then
they're off training their next duo. That's what I think.
100%. They've been backing the artists that they think were good, like The Weeknd.
Yeah.
The Weeknd, like they collaborated on Starboy. Starboy, yeah, that album, which was a fantastic album this decade. I love Starboy. I think it was great. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It had that Weeknd. Sometimes Weeknd pushes the envelope for me a little bit because I feel like when I'm listening to it, he's talking to me, especially on those songs where he's like really edgy. And I'm just like, listen,
don't call me out.
I just like you as an artist. Like, I don't like you any more than that. But other than that, like, so Starboy had a lot of good songs on it. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
That was okay.
That was this decade. Starships. Oh God. By what you might call it?
I love that artist.
Nicki Minaj, yeah, I know. All right, one. Paramore beep did fantastic this decade. I loved Paramore. Fake Happy is my album of the decade. Amazing album.
Over Tuxedo?
Yes. No, 100%.
Over Tuxedo,
really?
Yeah, because I will go over this because, by the way, we haven't done album of the year, and we completely forgot about that.
Where's it going?
But
we'll do it of the decade.
This decade was emo, alternative, growing up, and I've said it a lot before in the past episodes, like these bands that were primarily like emo, like the emo genre growing up to become like something different, like Bring Me the Horizon. Paramore became like more mature from Misery Business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Fake Happy dealt with a lot of like real emotions that go through and adult stuff.
She was going off on that. It was around her divorce time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That album had such a great like marketing because it was the misdirection because the songs that they released were the first part, which is the happy moments you go through in a relationship. Yeah. And then they didn't market the second part of Fake Happy. And when you listen to it, you were just like, well, shit, I'm depressed now. This is an amazing album. And I think that is definitely an album of the decade for me. Because it showed, like, Paramore, like, she's going through a hard time. It kind of reminds me of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac when they did Rumors. Because they were all mingling together in relationships, but they had broken up when they were writing that album. But they pushed, like, all their stuff aside, and they were just like, let's just make this album. Yeah. And that's kind of reminds me of Hayley Williams this decade. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Misery Business is about them getting together.
Yeah.
And Fake Happy is them pretty much breaking up essentially or divorcing, which is rough. So yeah,
I kind of like Hayley Williams.
You're sick.
Shut
filthy
up.
Filthy, disgusting.
And shall we go over your girlfriends?
Oh no,
my girlfriends.
All right, let's list girlfriends of the decade.
Okay,
and I'm just kidding. No.
let's give thanks to Mac Miller.
Yeah, let me look at that up.
Juice WRLD, XXX.
Yes.
Bro,
there's a lot, bro.
Yeah, I know, but those are off the top of my head.
All right, here we go.
The most recent,
but yeah, my album of the decade is definitely Fake Happy.
We should do a top five of the decade because top one.
So,
bruh,
the people we lost during the decade, of course, Prince. Which is just super unfortunate. We lost Amy Winehouse in 2011.
Wow.
We lost David Bowie.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
We lost Whitney Houston.
Yes.
This decade.
Yeah. This decade. Yeah.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Juice WRLD, like you said. Juice WRLD passed away just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. And he was 21, which is just
a week after his birthday.
Oh, that's awful. I didn't listen to Juice WRLD's music, but
I listened to some.
I just listened to his freestyles because his freestyle game was ridiculous.
Really?
This dude can freestyle.
I'll definitely check
this
out.
This dude freestyled for like 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
We lost Tom Petty as well.
Really?
Yeah.
From the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I remember that.
That was a big deal in many ways. We lost Aretha Franklin. I can't do it.
You're doing great.
I'm sorry.
You're doing great.
Yeah, we lost her this decade as well. I mean, honestly, we lose a lot of people. Like, in it's just 10 years is a long time, you know. Yeah. So
rest in peace.
Yes,
to all of those.
Rest in peace to everyone who passed away, which is unfortunate. You know.
Okay, on a lighter note.
Yeah, on a lighter note.
Top five albums of the year.
Oh, of the year.
There's your of the year.
Or of the year, of the decade. You're sorry,
bugging, of the bro. Decade.
You're okay, bugging. That's.
I have mine.
You're wild.
Do it while I.
Okay, so I have Moonchild, Little Ghost. Thanks,
Liz.
I have.
It's the only one I know.
I have Spirit by Rye. Those two albums I will listen to and freestyle to consistently. That's why. So those are definitely up there on things I really enjoy listening to. Joyner Lucas's 508 album. I don't know the whole phone number. the whole phone number.
281-330-8004.
Is that it?
Hit Mike Jones.
No, it's not. Get out of here. I was like, is it? Who else?
Oh bro, my. That's hard, bro.
I know it's hard.
Cause Frank Ocean's Nostalgia Ultra came out.
Oh yeah.
Channel Orange, like all his stuff came out. This.
Okay, wait. I have. What do I have? Two.
Why you do that?
Tuxedo 3. I have to do Tuxedo. Tuxedo's great. Wait, oh no, I have four now. Because Joyner, Rye, Moonchild, and then Tuxedo. And then.
You better say it.
What? I don't think.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
To Pimp a Butterfly? No.
Big Kid Mad City.
That's not on my.
You're slumped.
Get out of here.
You are slumped.
And then I guess it's not. Oh, it is. Okay. Ooh, I don't know. It's either between Earl or Doris. I'm going to say Doris. Yeah, I'm going to say Doris. Those are my top five personal albums, Lewis.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that in the beginning.
Well, did I have to? If it's your top five,
obviously. If I chimed in, yes, sir.
Do you have yours?
I do not.
Okay, I can go.
I was not expecting this.
Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino, was amazing. It was different, and I liked that it was different, and I appreciate it. Pray for the Wicked, Panic at the Disco, was like. This was his decade.
Yeah.
Like, after everything that happened with the band breaking up and him just being like, I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Like, Pray for the Wicked is the pinnacle of his career. That's his peak. I feel like that's his peak.
That,
like,
that's
you
it.
Can't, you can't top that.
That's
and
it.
Chelsea, I think if you're listening to this, I think you would agree. So comment, message me and be like, yeah, you're right. And I hope you're enjoying the Ariana Grande TikToks I've been sending you. Fake Happy, like I said, Paramore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their peak, but it's their best yet. I got into the OCs, which is just rock and roll. Some dude at Voodoo Vinyl recommended it to me, and I love them. Their album Ogre, I think, is amazing. And then this was also Amigo the Devil, Everything is Fine. I love that gothic folk. Like, this is the last 4 or 5 years I've been getting into folk.
Yeah.
And that album really just kind of wraps it up in a nice bow. But, like, if I were to think of any music genres that I enjoy in the decade, it would be folk. It would be my love for classic rock and roll and hip hop.
Yeah.
And, you know what? Mothership from Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Was good.
I was waiting for it. That's why I said yeah. I was like, I was waiting for
a Dance Gavin Dance.
It's hard, bro.
I know it is pretty difficult. Because
sorry, this is off the top of the head.
I can't like rank anything from like. I got Moonchild up there.
It's beautiful.
Good.
To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick. Ghost, by the Deftones.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, relax. My gosh.
Hey,
nobody is trying to assault you. My gosh.
Did him break up this year? Or this? They did.
Who?
This decade. Him. The band. Him.
Him?
Him.
Probably 100%. I haven't heard about him in ages. I'm going to do this. Unpopular opinion. I think My Beautiful.
No, don't
yeah.
say it. Don't say it.
Do
don't,
it.
Don't,
My
don't.
Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was a fantastic album to start the decade, yeah. And I stand by that.
I love that. And their
never even heard it.
And their video. The video that they had was cool.
Kanye West did a great job, and then he went crazy.
Oh, so you probably like Yeezys too, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like it.
I didn't care for Yeezys as much.
Honestly, there's so much to unpack for a decade.
Yeah, I'm pleading the fifth on this one. You guys are fine. Tripping.
I think next year we should do like a...
I just think that if we say like... If we say anything of the decade or like stuff, I don't feel like that translates to every time how we feel.
Yeah.
So it's... I need
prep time for stuff like this.
I think we need prep time, and I feel like we need like an episodic series like in December or something
beautiful.
Like that.
An episodic. That was I'm going to use that.
Episodic?
I never heard it before.
You're such a liar.
I swear.
You're such a liar.
Bro, I swear, bro. I never heard that word in my life.
I feel like we should split it into like a couple years or like genres, you know, next year.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think it's fun to think.
Would be tight.
Yeah. I just think it's fun to state how we feel now.
100%.
Like in the moment.
That's
so
true.
Because we could sit there and analyze it and like rank our stuff. But like how you feeling at the moment? Like that's right, like what music.
Miley Cyrus bangers.
There you go. I also have like
Taylor Swift 1989.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah, that's what I'm saying is like I'm
being sarcastic.
Okay. No, you're not.
I mean it was Taylor Swift's year, so have you seen that picture of Taylor Swift next to other people, other famous music artists, and it shows her album rating and it shows their album rating, and wherever she's next to someone, their album rating is lower than all her albums?
I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Like Kanye West. Her album's like 10 out of 10 and his is like 6 out of like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Anyways.
That seems right.
T-Swifty.
The decade is a lot to unpack. I know maybe this episode it's a little long.
it's three times longer than our normal episode.
Yeah.
But there's 10 years is a lot.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for, which is nothing.
Well, they got something. They got a lot.
You got the knowledge.
Yeah.
I will definitely make a playlist out of something. I'll probably text these guys
so gnarly.
Constantly and be like...
It's going to be such a gnarly playlist.
It's going to be full of like great songs
gonna
and
be
sad
everything.
Songs.
This is going to be everything from the last 10 years. Everything that ever come out.
Make sure to listen to it on shuffle or you can be the same artist.
Don't listen to it all the way through. Just shuffle it around.
Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Happy New Year. I thought you said you're.
I did.
Oh, okay. I hope everyone, you know, it's the start of a new decade. It's the start of new music, new content, more stuff to talk about.
New
we don't
year,
know what's going to happen.
You feel me?
Yeah. New year, new you. New music. Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Rescue dropping.
Get out of here. About
but
seven.
Make sure to message us on social media, like all our Twitter handles. Well, yeah, Twitter handles too. Twitter handles and Instagram handles are usually the same. They'll be down below. You can message us. What are your favorite songs or artists of the decade? Let us know what you thought of this episode. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Give us artists or anything. You can follow. You can do that by messaging us on our email, which will be down below, on Instagram or on our separate Instagram handles.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. And
do
shout
it.
Out
what,
to the...
Do what?
The Working On a Network, the EZXP podcast for gaming, the bonus, I'm not into it.
The bonus commentary
you better,
for all your movies.
Get
your head in the game.
And then
Chit Show podcast for General Talk. There we go. So yeah, I don't know why it took me so long.
I was in there. I was in that scrap.
So wherever you're listening to us, make sure you follow, make sure you favorite us. And wherever you're listening to us, all the other podcasts will be on the same platform.
Right.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace. Right.